The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast. Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga. The Jersey Wrecking Crew.
What is going on, guys? You are listening to the High Spot Podcast on BodySlam.net. I am Jeff Martin, going solo with your final battle preview show. The trendsetter has promised me, though, that he will be with me for all the festivities tonight for Ring of Honor final battle from the Hammerstein Ballroom, the Manhattan Center in New York City. It is going to be a historic night, and we are excited. We cannot wait to be there. We are just a few hours away. We will be joined by the gatekeeper, Kelly Klein. She will talk about her match, her four-corner survival match for the Women of Honor World title, as she will go up against Sumi Sakai, the champion, Madison Rayne, and Karrion Kross. So she will join us in just a few minutes to talk about that match. Now, this is a title that has eluded her. Now, Sumi Sakai has done a great job. She has been the one and only Women of Honor champion. And will that end tonight? Or will Sumi Sakai continue to be that underdog that we all root for? Because she's done an amazing job. But is her time up tonight at Final Battle? We will find out Kelly Klein, the gatekeeper's thoughts on the match, and so much more, folks. The Hammerstein Ballroom, the Manhattan Center. It is going to be an amazing night. I was talking to the trendsetter about this for the longest time, and leading up to this show, I was just mentioning to him how, you know, a lot of questions are going to be answered tonight, I believe. What is the future of the Elite? You've seen being the Elite. They have been kind of hinting towards some of the questions being answered tonight at Final Battle. Just exactly what are we going to learn? Are we going to find out anything about what the future holds for Cody, for Hangman Page, for the Young Bucks, for Marty Scurll? What exactly are we going to learn tonight? So we are going to talk about that as well. And also preview and predict this great card. It is from top to bottom one of the best cards in general for Ring of Honor that they've ever had. And what a way to culminate 2018. Will we find out the future of Cody and company? That is going to be that is, I guess, the million-dollar question. That is what everyone is talking about. Will they go to start up their own promotion? Have they maybe split up a little bit where it's not for certain that everyone is going to be doing the same thing? Could they just be throwing us off the scent? We don't know, but what we do know is that we are guaranteed an amazing night. Now, you can catch us on pay-per-view. You can catch this live by being there at the Manhattan Center, or you can catch it on Fight TV. So whichever way you watch it, this is must-watch. This is one of the very best shows that Ring of Honor puts on, and last year was our first ever Ring of Honor event. We went to Final Battle, thoroughly impressed, and of course, it was Dalton Castle winning the Ring of Honor World title against Cody. So I can't believe it. It's been already a year, but we head back to Hammerstein. We head back to the Manhattan Center in New York City for a historic night. Now, joining us right now on the Collar and Elbow Interview of the Week is the gatekeeper, Kelly Klein, and I talked to her exactly about what it would be like winning that Women of Honor Championship that has eluded her now for a while. What it would be like to win it in the backdrop of New York City. All right, Final Battle is tonight, and joining us right now is the gatekeeper, Kelly Klein, who has an opportunity to get that coveted Women of Honor World Championship, and she's joining us right now. Kelly, what is going on? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Welcome to the High Spot Podcast here, part of BodySlams.net. So this is a title that's, I would say, has eluded you for a while now. What would it be like to win that title in the backdrop of New York City tonight at Final Battle?
Well, I feel like it's something that myself and a lot of people really expected, for me to end up with this title. and not end up with it, but earn it and go after it. Right now, I'm just setting things right. I'm just preparing tonight to, you know, set something right that went wrong in New Orleans, and for it to happen in a historic venue and such an amazing city is, I think, really fitting, because it is, you know, just one of the biggest matches of my career. It's the biggest show of Ring of Honor year, and it's the biggest match of Women of Honor.
You don't get the one-on-one. You get a four-corner survival match. It's going to be the champion, of course, Sumi Sakai, yourself, Madison Rayne, and Karen Q. So your chances here about like 25%. Just your thoughts into going into a match like this.
Well, I don't really consider it 25%. I think there are a lot more variables that go into it, which would put my percentage quite a bit higher. I don't think that everybody has the same opportunity. I think that Sumi has shown that she is intimidated by me, and that's why I haven't been granted a one-on-one title shot, and I haven't even gotten an opportunity at all to have a rematch until now. Madison Rayne, I've had a history with her. I am familiar with her. I have defeated her in the past. And with Karen Q, she has done a lot of things to really skirt the, you know, just having to face me in even the one time that she claims she has a victory over me. She didn't pin me or submit me. So I feel like my track record speaks for itself and puts me at a much higher probability of victory. And you know, if we're speaking mathematically, then, you know, I won't say 100%, but I know very well that I 100% will be coming out victorious.
Sumi Sakai has had that title for a very long time now. We're talking about maybe 8 to 9 months now. And like you said, you haven't had that one-on-one. But if you just were to do a scouting report on Sumi Sakai, the champion, what has you know, kept her the champion this long?
She does a really great job of finding allies, and that's something that I've spoken on before, that I disagree with some of the women, you know, hugging and holding hands and, you know, acting like they're buddies, when the truth is that we're there to compete. And I think that Sumi knows that, and, you know, maybe she's gotten these other women to think, oh, she, you know, she's sweet and nice and she's my friend. But, you know, Sumi has done what it took to keep that position, including not granting me a one-on-one rematch. She, you know, has been able to do that, where I've been very honest and straightforward, and I'm here to compete. I'm here to win. And I think everybody knows that about me, but I don't need to, you know, pretend that I'm friends with people just so that, you know, they'll have my back. I don't need that, and I don't want that. I want to accomplish everything on my own merit.
The women's division, Women of Honor, and just everywhere in every wrestling organization, when you take a look at it, it's very deep. Your thoughts on just the competition in the Women of Honor division and just in wrestling in general right now? It's as deep as it's ever been. If you look at, you know, like WWE, Impact Wrestling, just your thoughts on just this past year of how women's wrestling has evolved, not only for Ring of Honor, but just everywhere in wrestling in general.
Something that I find very interesting is that if you look at the rosters of the major companies now, and you compare them to 3 years, 5 years, 10 years ago, you see a lot of the same faces, but you see them now in these different combinations with different companies. So you have these groups of women who have all these different backgrounds and have a lot of different types of experience. But now we have women. So in Women of Honor, for example, we've got women who were born and bred in the Ring of Honor system. We have women who have you cut their teeth in Japan. We have women who have backgrounds in WWE, in impact and all over the world. So I think that's true really everywhere in every major company right now, where we've just got all of these women that are working together, and it creates an interesting dynamic because everybody can learn from each other. So instead of keeping everything separate and having different women only from one company in each company, but starting to see this crossover and sort of mixing things up, I really think it gives everybody the opportunity to get better, to learn more, to become stronger, and it helps every division to become more well-rounded.
It's been history-making year for women's wrestling, like we were talking about. Of course, with the introduction of the Women of Honor World title, talk about just what you see the future of women's wrestling in Ring of Honor, the Women of Honor.
Over the last few years, we have gone from rarely ever seeing a woman on a Ring of Honor event at all to having women's wrestling matches occasionally, and then to having women represented in every aspect, whether it's commentary, wrestling, managing, interviews, almost every single event. So that just shows how far we've come. And that's something that has continued and is going to continue. We're going to keep seeing this improvement in the exposure and the inclusion of the women. And I think that's just going to help everyone step up their game, and it's going to give more women opportunities, which is going to help everybody. Because then, again, we're going to have more people with different backgrounds and experience levels all in the same locker room, in the same ring. And whether we're friends or not, we can sit there and watch each other and learn from each other and pick things up.
Let's go back really quick. Supercard of Honor. You were the heavy favorite, I believe. I was talking to my co-host, and we were like, "Yo, Kelly Klein's got this. It's in." We thought it was in the bag. Just your thoughts of competing in something that history making. I know you fell short. Don't want to really rehash the past, but just want to get your thoughts entering that night. You advanced. You made it to the finals. Just that thought of one day carrying that Women of Honor World Championship around your waist. Like, what are your thoughts? Do you look ahead? Do you think about that, or is it once I get it, I'll let you know how I feel.
I think that it's hard to say how you'll feel about anything, just because for me personally, I'm always just really focused on the here and now. And when I have deviated from that, I feel like I haven't been as successful. So I think that I have been focused on doing my best and always doing better and representing myself and the company I wrestle for to the best of my ability. So that's not something that's going to change. And whether I have the Women of Honor Championship or not, I am now carrying myself and making an effort to be a really strong face for the company. And when I have the World Championship title, I will continue to do that.
We're talking to, of course, Kelly Klein, the Gatekeeper. You can follow her on Twitter, at Real Kelly Klein. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes here on the High Spot Podcast, Kelly. There's a huge boom. It's been a history-making year in professional wrestling. And, of course, one of the main things going to 2019 is going to be the G1 Supercard at Madison Square Garden, selling out MSG in the amount of time that Ring of Honor New Japan did, history-making. I know you right now you don't try to look ahead, but once you heard that it was sold out, how much do you want to be a part of that WrestleMania weekend? Just a great time for wrestling. But when you heard about that, what were your first thoughts?
One of the things that I've always enjoyed about traveling and competing with Ring of Honor is the opportunity to wrestle in some historic buildings and historic cities, and then to work with people who have been a really huge part of wrestling. So this is just another opportunity to, you know, add an extremely significant venue to the list of places that I've had an opportunity to work.
And can you believe just how far wrestling has come as far as, like, you know, not having to be a WWE in order to get all this attention and to be able to sell out an arena like MSG?
I think that's wonderful, and that's something that most people probably 10 years ago just kind of would have written that off, and a lot of wrestlers, I think, at that time just thought, you know, there was one way to make it, and that was your only option. So this is definitely a testament and an example of how far wrestling has come. And that happens because of the people, the wrestlers, the production, everybody involved, the fans that have brought it here. And this is just such an amazing example of the opportunities that are now available.
You've called yourself, you know, like kind of like a loner. You don't want anybody's help. You kind of want to do it on your own. You know, that's a mentality that, you know, a lot of people have kind of taken to. And you see now there's certain female wrestlers on other rosters that have kind of taken that and taken it to the next level. When you look around, you know, is there anybody else that you would like to mix it up with now that's not currently on the Ring of Honor roster? That you look at and you're like, wow, you know, it'd be awesome to one day face, you know, that opponent.
The two that immediately come to mind are Jazz and Madison Eagles. And they're both women that have really inspired me just throughout my entire career. Madison Eagles is, I think, the first female I ever saw, maybe the first female I ever saw wrestle, and certainly the first woman I ever saw live. And she was somebody that I remember watching and really getting that confidence that there was a place for me, even though at the time I was looking around and the women's involvement was few and far between. And she's somebody that didn't take the, I guess, the sort of stereotypical path. And she has really, you know, made herself just her own person and her own product in an amazing way. And then Jazz is somebody that I, you know, I thought that she had stepped away from wrestling and that, you know, I wasn't going to have an opportunity to work with her. And so now that she is she's back and she's working and she's calling people out, she's accepting challenges, I'm really excited that that opportunity may get to present itself now.
I mean, Cody and Nick Aldis did a great job promoting that matchup at All In with that 10 pounds of gold for the NWA World's Championship. And now, of course, you know, Jazz has the women's title. That would be great. Do you think social media has done an amazing job this past year in just building feuds, building, you know, a fandom to wrestling? Do you think it's been a boost this past year, the use of social media?
I think it has for the people who know how to use it. I think that there is, like with anything, it's a tool and a resource that can be very helpful and very beneficial. And when people know how and when to present certain things and make sure that the right people are able to see things and get involved in things, it's just another aspect of wrestling where you know, the fans, they want to be able to get involved and be part of it and have their voices heard. And of course we need them to, because without them, we wouldn't be doing this. So having that as another opportunity when we can't necessarily get in front of fans live, but, we can interact with people there is, I think, something that can be really a great thing.
So if you take a look at the card for Final Battle, it is one of the best cards ever. And the fact that the Women of Honor world title is going to be defended is amazing. This is a matchup I'm looking forward to. My co-host is looking forward to watching. You know, 2018, can you believe it? We're almost towards the end of 2018 now. that's crazy. Your goals for 2019, I don't know if you set them or not, or if it's something that, you're like, oh, we're still early. You know, we still have a few weeks left in December, but do you set goals for yourself in 2019? Like, what is it that you want to accomplish? What's in store for Kelly Klein as we head into 2019?
I want to wrestle some people that I have not gotten to wrestle. I want to wrestle in front of fans that I have not gotten opportunity to wrestle in front of live. And in order to do that, of course, I have to just continue to sort of develop and evolve who I am as an athlete. And I've been doing that, and I want to continue to do that. And I want to be able to bring more content and be able to interact more with my fan base. And I am working on some projects that will allow people maybe a little glimpse into who I am in a different way than they've seen before. So I'm really excited to bring some of those projects to my current fans and then some of my future fans as well.
Yeah, I always think that's good to do because you need the fans always need to relate, right? That's what causes the fans to, cheer for you or boo you. They need to relate somehow to you. So I think, yeah, social media is great, and what other projects you do, we're really looking forward to seeing what's in store. If you win or when you win tonight the mm-hmm. championship and you become the face of the division, what do you want fans to know right away that Kelly Klein, what does she represent when she becomes the Women of Honor champion?
I am somebody who, according to many throughout my career, was never supposed to get to where I am. And I defied a lot of odds without compromising who I am. And it's important to me to show that you can find out who you are and you can embrace that and you can be that to the fullest and you can still succeed. And if you just follow what makes you happy and what brings you passion and you go for it and you stay determined, then you will find a way to get where you are supposed to be.
And before we say goodbye, and again, thank you so much for your time, I just want to play a little word association with you. I want to give you like a few names here, and I want you to tell you what's the first thing you think of, whether it's one or two words. So, of course, we're talking about the boom in women's wrestling. You mentioned a few stars that that you would one day want to mix it up with. But, here's a couple of names, and maybe you can give me one or two words and just your thoughts here. So, of course, not only do you guys have an event coming up, tonight, there's also another matchup on the weekend, and everyone's got to be impressed of Becky Lynch. Just your thoughts on the Becky Lynch and how she's taken her character.
It's really funny because I just was thinking you're going to ask me about Becky. She's somebody who is so nice, but didn't let it get in her way, and she stood up for herself, and I think that's awesome. I respect that.
And how about somebody like a Charlotte?
she's somebody who I think about her legacy, but she also didn't let that hold her back. That's something that could have boxed her in and pigeonholed her, and she didn't let it. She has made a name for herself, and I really, as much as it can be a big shadow to live under when you're a legacy like that, she has outshone it.
And finally, you've done wrestling in Japan. How about your thoughts on Asuka?
Asuka is, I'm trying to think of the word. She's so unique, and she comes off to me as so genuine, and I love that she is so genuine and passionate in her uniqueness. And I think that's what makes her special and what makes it work, because she's not trying to be somebody she's not. from what I see.
Yeah, obviously, it's great to get your thoughts and opinions on, you know, other female performers, because of course you've got that reputation, and of course you know, you've got that resume, and that's why it's so good to hear your thoughts on other female performers. But we want to wish you the best of luck. I think Luck is for losers, so we're, you know, it depends on if you want to take it or not. But you know, tonight it is for the Women of Honor World Championship, a four-corner survival match. It's going to be the champion Sumi Sakai, the gatekeeper Kelly Klein, Madison Rayne, and Karen Q. Will be the show stealer of the night. And we want to thank you, Kelly, for joining us here on the Hotspot Podcast and BodySlam.net.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, our thanks goes out to Kelly Klein. You can follow her on Twitter at RealKellyKlein. Listen, she is my favorite to win this match. I think it's been long overdue. Did she go into Supercard of Honor a little too confident in New Orleans? Did she already think that the championship was in the bag? Did she, I guess, kind of take Sumi Sakai a little lightly? Maybe. You know, we don't want to dwell on the past because it's been 8 months or so since Supercard, but I wanted to get her take on what it was like that night, because it was history making for Ring of Honor, because the first ever Women of Honor world champion was going to be crowned. Unfortunately, it was not Kelly Klein. She's not gotten the rematch one-on-one with Sumi Sakai. She's got to, you know, adapt here, and it's going to be a four-corner survival match. And exactly, will she walk away tonight with that title? That is a huge question that we're going to answer in just a little bit here on the preview and prediction part of the preview show. But I just want to say that this interview was brought to you by Collar and Elbow. It is an apparel brand founded by Al Snow, mixing wrestling passion with street fashion. Check out the entire winter fashion line, including brand new long sleeve shirts and hoodies. You gotta go to collarxelbowbrand.com. Save 10% on your entire online purchase just by entering promo code HIGHSPOTPODCAST. Just in time for the holidays, get the holiday shopping done. Finish it up to that wrestling fan who likes street fashion and wrestling passion. Go to collarxelbowbrand.com. Finish up your shopping. There's only a few more shopping days left till Christmas, so get that done. All right, guys, we are going right now to preview the card for Ring of Honor. This is just basically me and the trendsetters predictions of what is going to happen tonight at the Hammerstein Ballroom. And so, you know, just take a listen and maybe you'll learn something here. But again, all these predictions will be on all our social media, so make sure you check them out. The Ring of Honor world title match, Jay Lethal and Cody. Now, a lot of speculation of where Cody's going to go. Will this be his last appearance at Ring of Honor? Will he take that title with him if he beats Jay Lethal? A lot of pressure on Jay Lethal, but in the end, we believe that the franchise, the face of Ring of Honor, Jay Lethal, will walk away with that championship. The real Ring of Honor champion, Matt Taven, against Dalton Castle. Just a year ago, Dalton Castle was vying for that Ring of Honor World Championship, defeated Cody Rhodes, and now he is going to take on Matt Taven in a highly anticipated matchup here. Could be a main event anywhere on the Ring of Honor card, but it is here where it is positioned. Matt Taven, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, truly believes that he is the real Ring of Honor World Champion. I'm not going to say no to him. He is one of the hottest talents out there. He is definitely someone, when you look in 2019, is going to make a huge run at the World Championship against Jay Lethal. And I would say the beginning of January, we could see Matt Taven and Jay Lethal headline a lot of Ring of Honor shows. So as far as this one, I think Dalton Castle has kind of been a little bit of a fall here from grace from where he was about a year ago, and I think Matt Taven right now is that guy. I think this is a win that will catapult him into that world title picture, and I could really see Jay Lethal and Matt Taven carry Ring of Honor into 2019. A guy that's been an up-and-comer is Jonathan Gresham, the Octopus, and he will take on Zack Sabre Jr. This is a dream matchup. Jonathan Gresham has been an amazing performer for Ring of Honor. Does not get a lot of the limelight through no fault of his own. He is a great wrestler. Now, a lot of people may not take him seriously because of the height. He's just not an imposing guy, but his wrestling does the talking. This match is definitely show-stealing worthy. If you talk to anybody, the wrestling fan, this is one of the matchups they're looking forward to. I think Jonathan Gresham has a bright future, and I think his bright future continues, and I think he gets the win over Zack Sabre Jr., and I totally believe that the trendsetter is also on board with that as well. And I quit match, Bully Ray versus Flip Gordon. Me and the trendsetter were watching that video, and it was really tough to watch, and we were to the point of how much will you go for sports entertainment, and we were just like in awe of the beating that Flip Gordon took. Did not get the respect be into him from Bully Ray. Will Bully Ray respect him? Will he say, I quit to Flip? That is the question going on tonight at the Manhattan Center. It is going to be an amazing matchup. Will Bully Ray, does he have him in him to say, I quit? Will Flip, a military man himself, will he say the words, I quit? This is a toss-up, guys. This is another one where you don't know where to go, but we will say that Flip is the future, Flip is the man, and Bully Ray has done a great job to get all that heel heat, and I think he puts Flip over. I think Flip Gordon walks away as the winner in that one. The Ring of Honor title shot is on the line here. Marty Scurll's Ring of Honor title opportunity is on the line against Christopher Daniels. Another matchup, again, and any show could headline a pay-per-view, and this matchup will be part of the card for Final Battle. That is why this is probably one of the greatest cards in the history of Ring of Honor. Marty Scurll and Christopher Daniels. I think that Marty Scurll, who is part of Ring of Honor for the foreseeable future, I think that he will retain his title opportunity. So I think the villain walks away the champion. I think the trendsetter believes that as well. Sumi Sakai, Kelly Klein, Karen Q, and Madison Rayne for that Ring of Honor, Women of Honor World's Championship. Again, it is a four-corner survival match. It's her time. It's Kelly Klein's time. We thought it was at G1 at the Supercard in New Orleans. We think it's time now. I think that Sumi Sakai has carried that title long enough, and I think Kelly Klein is ready to represent Ring of Honor heading into 2019. So we believe that Kelly Klein will walk away as the new Women of Honor champion. The Ring of Honor TV title is on the line. The champion, Jeff Cobb, who defeated Punishment Martinez, will take on Adam Hangman Page. Adam Hangman Page, in our opinion, can be the face of any franchise. He just needs that chance. He just needs that ball to roll with it. And Hangman Page has been nothing but impressive in 2018. Now, he hasn't had the win-losses he may want to in Ring of Honor, but this is a huge opportunity, but it all depends on what his future is. What is his future with Ring of Honor? And I believe that Jeff Cobb right now is just on too much of a streak to be defeated by Hangman Page, so we're going to go with Jeff Cobb walking away with the television title and retaining. We've got, of course, the Ring of Honor Tag Team title match. Triple Threat Ladder Wars is back. SCU, Scorpio Sky, and Frankie Kazarian will take on the Young Bucks and the Briscoe Brothers. This one, there is so much history between these tag teams. It is, you couldn't fill it into one preview show, but you just know that they're going to give you their all. They're going to be innovative, and it's going to be an amazing night. But I do believe, though, that Scorpio Sky will retain their championships, and I think that this will be, again, another highlight match. You can't go wrong. This card is, from top to bottom, one of the very best that me and the trendsetter have looked at and examined here. So it is going to be an amazing night, and we believe that SCU will walk away and retain the tag team titles. What exactly does the future hold for the Elite? Now, again, we will have our free agency special show coming up January 1st. We are going to dissect the recent signings. We know, of course, Silas Young has re-signed with Ring of Honor. We know PCO has signed exclusively to Ring of Honor. Brody King as well. So there will be a lot of arrivals and a lot of departures. And it, at the center of it all is going to be the Elite. What are they going to do? So we will have that free agency show in the beginning of 2019. January 1st, the High Spot Podcast will open things up with the free agency special here on the G-Pops Podcast Network, on Bodyslam.net, on Spreaker, on Shining Wizards, and B-Plus Player Radio Networks. We were going to start off, kick off 2019 with our free agency special. Also coming up in just a few weeks, we will have our end of the year awards, a look back at 2018, the historic 2018, which saw women's wrestling get to a point where we never thought it would, and also the boom of the wrestling business history making with All In, with the G1 Supercard coming up at MSG. So much to talk about at the end of the year show that's coming up in just a little over 2 weeks as we close 2018. But 2018 is right ahead of us, and tonight is Final Battle. And this was your Final Battle preview. I am Jeff Martin. The Trendsetter will join me, will grace me with his presence tonight. And as we get ready for Final Battle, I want to thank Kelly Klein, the gatekeeper, for joining us. I want to thank BodySlams.net. I want to thank you, the crew, for joining us. Again, follow us on all our social media at High Spot Podcast. Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, and also don't forget to like and subscribe our High Spot Podcast YouTube channel. And again, we do this not only for ourselves, we do this for you, the crew. See you at Final Battle.